Judge Hiller Zobel's decision to reduce the conviction of British au pair Louise Woodward from murder to involuntary manslaughter and to release her from prison is drawing both criticism and praise. The case has raised questions about the judge's action, the competence of jurors, and the integrity of their verdicts, NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Immediately after Judge Zobel made his extraordinary decision Monday, there were cheers from supporters of Louise Woodward, but almost as quickly, there were jeers for the judge as well.
The jury got it right, and he said as much. He just disagrees with them. And that isn't what a judge should do.
Judge Paul Garrity retired from Massachusetts Superior Court last year.
If I were a member of that jury, I'd be ripped. I'd be absolutely ripped.
In fact, some jurors are outraged that Woodward was allowed to go free. Garrity says Judge Zobel's decision denigrates the work of jurors and undercuts the integrity of the jury process.
He not only went against the verdict, which he found was justified, he also went against the clear and obvious intent of the verdict, which this lady got to go to jail because she killed a kid. And what do you have juries for? That's really the question. What do you have juries for?
While Judge Zobel insists he was acting within his authority to prevent a miscarriage of justice, Garrity is one of many accusing Zobel of caving in to public pressure.
He indicated at least in two places, maybe in three places, he wasn't playing to the mob. Said it repeatedly. I'm reminded of the quote from Shakespeare, "The lady doth protest too much."
Indeed, the public clamor for Judge Zobel surrounded his court most of last week. Picketers carrying signs that read IQ tests for jurors insisted that the jury got it wrong and had to be corrected. But some legal analysts insist the anti-jury fury is misdirected.
In this case, the jury did not have the full range of options from murder to manslaughter. That's not the jury's fault.
Brandeis University professor Jeffrey Abramson sees the Woodward trial as an example of the adversarial system run amok.
The prosecution went for broke by charging up to first-degree murder, and the defense responds by playing a game, by fighting back. And they fight back saying, well, if you're going to be unfair to us, and you're going to box us in with this big charge, we're going to take away from the jury that choice. So both sides, fighting it out with each other, conspired to take away from the jury precisely the choice the public now says the jury should have had.
Abramson says reform of jury rules could help make mistakes less likely. For example, if jurors could ask their own questions of medical experts in complicated cases. But Abramson notes jury verdicts have always been criticized and will continue to be, especially since everyone can now see trials live on TV. People are more likely to second-guess a verdict, he says, and distrust a jury.
The idealized notion of a jury of peers is precisely one that people think is too idealistic, not fit for reality anymore. I mean, how do you believe in trial by one's peers after Rodney King, after O.J. Simpson, after the Menendez trial? And I think the weight of this makes our faith in the integrity of the jury system quite precarious.
But for all its flaws and flukes, Abramson and others say the jury system is still better than the alternative. Many other Western nations have abandoned jury trials, but as federal judge Nancy Gertner puts it, she'd rather be judged by a jury of 12 peers than a panel of one elite professional.
We've invited jury participation. We think it's very important. And what that means is that people bring to the table not professional expertise, but their emotions and their passions and their common sense. In other words, we're not talking about purely rational decision making, and we never have. We want the common sense judgment of the community, if anything, to take off the harsh edges of the law, to be lenient in the appropriate circumstances. We purposely made this not a bureaucrat's decision and not a computer decision.
In the case of Louise Woodward, whether jurors were lenient enough depends on who you ask. But experts note, even if the jury did make a mistake, that doesn't mean the justice system failed. That's why judges have the authority to undo a jury verdict. As Judge Zobel said Monday, it was time to bring some mercy and compassion to the process. But he made a point of saying that his action should not be taken as a criticism of the jury. As Zobel once wrote, to paraphrase Churchill, perhaps the jury is the worst way to try cases, except for any alternative. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Cambridge, Massachusetts.